This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. At the risk of throwing too many numbers into the same sentence, always a risk on the radio, as I think I've said before, there is a Gallup survey from not too long ago that is a great way to get into this next story. Just 13% of Americans with smartphones have a mobile pay app installed on said phone, according to Gallup. And 76% of that already small sliver of the population hadn't used their mobile pay app in the past month. So that gets us to this. Walmart is betting it can beat those odds. Shoppers in select stores can now pay using the Walmart mobile pay app. Heavy hitters like Apple and Samsung and Google are already in that mobile pay space, but the whole concept is still kind of newish. And to repeat myself here from before, not that many of us are actually doing it. So with the world's biggest retailer getting engaged, finally, Marketplace's Mark Garrison wonders why the mobile pay future is so hard to get to.
With nearly half a trillion in yearly sales, Walmart is big enough to have serious impact on the mobile payment landscape. Right now, that's not too well developed.
We're nowhere. we're really nowhere at the physical point of sale.
Karen Webster is CEO of Market Platform Dynamics, which advises companies on mobile payments, among other things. Here's why she thinks we're nowhere on mobile commerce.
One of the hardest things in payments in launching anything new is getting merchants and consumers on board at the same time and in enough density to get the new payment method geared up.
Walmart certainly has density, but that doesn't mean it'll be easy. Andy Schmidt is a principal executive advisor with CEB Tower Group, who spends a lot of time on mobile payment.
What they have to do, though, and what mobile payments has to do in general, is move past the novelty phase into the utility or ubiquity phase.
One way Walmart could drive interest is offering coupons and loyalty points through its popular app. To understand what's in it for Walmart, listen carefully to Molly Blakeman, a Walmart spokesperson.
Well, we see Walmart Pay as another step in making that our shopping experience seamless for our customers.
Seamless. That's got a very specific meaning to retail execs and investors. It's more than payments. The idea is to use the app to lock in customers and keep them away from competitors. It's called customer captivity, and it's one of the most powerful sources of competitive advantage. Mobile pay is also another chance to learn more about customers, which Walmart has been big on since long before big data was all the rage. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.